the house wine for about 8 years, and then she went to work in the factory.
Where was she a secretary at?
Yeah,
down here in Augusta. Okay. What about your father? What about him?
He did construction work. Not really construction work. He painted signs for the neon sign.
Mm-hmm.
After that, he went into the business of painting houses. That's what he does now.
That's what he does now? What about his education?
His education was very limited. I don't believe he graduated from high school.
Okay. Let me see. And then what about on your mother's side? That's your grandmother that I met on your mother's side, right? What about, where are they from?
Back as far as my great-grandmother, she was born in Lincoln County. I believe her ancestors, I really don't know.
Uh-huh.
It's talked that they came from England.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see. And what about your grandmother's education?
My great-grandmother.
Okay, yeah.
She, I believe she went through the 11th grade, which is all they had then. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
They got married at very early ages back then.
Yeah, yeah. And she spent all her life on the farm up there, right? What about then on your father's side? Were they?
I don't know about any of my father's people.
Okay. And then you've never been married. If you had a house like this, the room like this where you entertain people, you call that the?
We call it the living room.
The living room. Would you ever call it anything else?
It's not formal enough to call it a, well, I guess you could call it a den, but it doesn't look like a den.
Okay. Okay. If I were to ask you how high the ceilings are, you'd say they were?
How high?
Yeah.
9 feet.
Okay. We obviously don't have one now, but out at your grandmother's place, you always had a fireplace, huh?
Yes.
You ever call it anything other than a fireplace?
No.
No, okay. The thing on the outside that the smoke goes up, that's called the...
The what?
The thing that the smoke goes up.
Oh, the chimney.
Okay. And the place in front of the fireplace.
The mantelpiece?
Okay, that's up on top where you might put something. Okay, what about down on the ground in front of the fireplace?
Gosh. I can't think what you call it.
Okay. The metal things in the fireplace that you might put the wood across.
Fire irons.
You ever call them anything else?
My great-grandmother used to call them dog irons or something like that.
Okay. A big round piece of wood that you burn in the fire, you call that a... It's a common name. You ever call it a log?
Yeah.
The stuff you used to start the fire with?
Flint.
Okay. And sometimes there's a kind of big... there's a kind of wood that's real fatty, that's got a lot of... rosin in it that lights up real fast. You ever use any of that?
We probably did, but I don't know what you're doing.
Okay. The black stuff that forms in the chimney, you call that?
Lint.
Okay. And then after you burn the logs, the stuff that...